up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live in the studio are our friends Dick Hermans and Susanna Hermans. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Well, it's pretty nice out so far today.
So far, so good.
Yeah, well, it's another great day to celebrate. And we are celebrating 50 years of Oblong Books. Now, to have a physical bookstore that you can go and touch the pages, touch the books, see how large they are, as opposed to doing some internet shopping, is a treasure. And, well, 50 years. Dick, how are you?
I'm good. I'm fortunate, you know. I mean, here we are 50 years from when we started the store, and I'm still getting off on it. It's great.
That's amazing. It's amazing. And you curate a lot of the books that are on the shelves and a lot of the music that's
in the store. Well, I used to do all the books, but Susanna's taking that job away from me, which is just fine. There's a lot of the review of new publications. There's like, we probably look at 30,000 titles.
Wow.
A season, I would say.
Three times a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, that's a lot to do.
How do you weed through them? How do you know what's best for the people who regularly come into Oblong and new people? How do you know what to stock?
Well,
it's hard.
Part of it is knowing what you've sold in the past. Mm. Okay, I sold 10 copies of that, so 5 years ago. So, we're going to sell some. Mm. And so you get that. But also, my instinct was, does it look interesting? And if it looked interesting, yeah, let's get it. Don't shy away from something just because you haven't read it or don't understand
so
it.
So you take a chance on something.
Got
that
to. Got to.
Description is, well, pleasing to you and probably will be good for other customers.
Yeah, and our region here that we've been serving for so long has such a diversity of people. I mean, granted, it is a little bit, I don't want to characterize it in any one word, but people are, we have locals who have a certain interest, maybe perhaps more cultural, more grounded and stuff, but we have this great intellectual community that's mm-hmm. here too. So it's we sell. I've hardly ever bought a book and said we're never going to sell this.
Huh.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we try to obviously buy everything and think it's going to sell, but I think we really are focused on having a great depth of books in almost every category you could imagine. We want to have something for everybody, but it is all curated. I personally order every single book and choose every book on our shelves. We carry about 20,000 titles. So it's a ton of work. It's a ton of data in my brain. but gosh, I love it. I love nerdy inventory stuff.
Well, it's kind of amazing because you can call Oblong Books and say, hello, do carry this title. And I know for a fact that if it's not on your shelf, you'll have it within a week.
It's true.
And that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when it comes to music now, are you still stocking the music like you used to, Dick?
In Millerton, no. Millerton is, we've pretty much given up on. It would fit on the desk there. It's small. But in Rhinebeck, we still have a pretty big area. But, people do so much online. They can listen to the radio. Selling a physical product is really, it's gone downhill tremendously. So we're hanging on, but I think over the next year, even the Rhinebeck operation is going to be squeezed because it's taken up too much real estate in the store for the amount of sales we have. But I'm still happy to. I look at all the new releases that come out every week, and my wholesaler, there'll be 1,000 new releases, right? And I'll order three.
So, Dick, let's go back 50 years.
Yeah.
You had an idea that people like to read and you wanted to get books in their hands. Maybe. How did it happen, Dick?
Well, I had met a woman named Holly Nelson, And we had met in 1974 at a meeting of the People's Bicentennial Commission.
Wow.
In Oneonta. And we were trying to, you know, work on something where the celebration of the bicentennial wouldn't be just a commercial thing and make it actually probably a little more political, a little more people understanding, oh, it was a radical idea back then to govern yourselves. And that kind of, you know, Holly and I got into a relationship. She moved to Millerton. We needed to do something to earn a living. I had worked in a record store in college. She had, was a just a phenomenal reader. So we, you know, borrowed a wee bit of money. At the same time, a liquor store in Millerton was going out of business, and they moved out. We rented it for $125 a month, and it had shelves. We dusted them, put on books. It was, you know, it was like, wow. You couldn't do it just that way anymore, I don't think.
Booze out, books in. How cool. Well, and now that's been in Millerton. And when did you open the Rhinebeck location?
Rhinebeck was opened in September of 2001, four days after 9/11.
Wow.
So we were all ready to go, and then 9/11 happened. And it, so everything was kind of a little quieter. You know, and it took that store a little while to kind of get on its feet.
Well, in 50 years, you sure have caused quite a commotion with Oblong Books. And we're super happy that you have these two locations. And in that time, well, you've grown tremendously and you've grown people as well. And Susanna, one of your finest gifts to the earth, now can take over. And, well, you know, take over is a strong word, but gradually take the reins and guide Oblong Books for another 50 billion years or so.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I had the great fortune of growing up in the bookstore. Literally, Dad would take me to preschool, and then he'd pick me up, and I'd hang at the bookstore until he was ready to go home. So I just had free reign in the bookstore growing up as a kid. And he was very smart. He never pushed me into the business. He never told me this was my destiny.
He never told you to just stay far away as
no,
well.
No, exactly. And he set such a good example for me, right? Like, if he was a terrible person to work with, I wouldn't be standing here. But he let me come to it on my own and discover my passion. And I'm grateful that he started this amazing business that has had such an impact on so many people. At this point, generations of people, both as customers, kids growing up in the store, and our amazing staff that we've had over all these years.
Now, over 50 years, Dick, do you see familiar faces throughout the years? Do you know people from 30 years ago and they still come around?
Yeah. I mean, but it was a little weird because the first 25 years we were just in Millerton, and I was at the counter like every day. And then the Rhinebeck store opened, and I started spending time in Rhinebeck. And so I would run into people back in Millerton 5 years later, and I remember them. And my mind was good enough to remember names, but now I don't get to work on the floor that much at all. So I know a lot of people, generations of people. We do have one family from Cornwall, West Cornwall, who they come in like the couple days before Christmas. And I think we're now in the fifth generation of that family who come. Wow. It's really kind of cool.
That is cool. And Susanna, are you getting to know the clientele a little bit better, being more present in the store?
100%. I also, like my dad, I spent my first 12, 15 years of full-time bookselling on the floor. And then the pandemic is honestly what kind of pushed me into more of an office role, because I do all the buying for the store, and that is computer work, unfortunately. so it's a lot of time in the computer, but I'm in both of our stores, two, 3 days a week. And when I do see folks from those 10, 12 years I was on the floor, and I know them by name, and I say hi to them, they're always like so delighted. But they mean so much to me. I mean, these are the folks that we wouldn't be here without.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And now, I recently stopped by Oblong Books to pick up Salt. I forgot the title of it. It was a cookbook that my girl wanted.
Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat.
That's the one.
Yes.
And, I was on a mission, and it felt so good to go into Oblong Books in Rhinebeck and just to walk around, walk through the aisles, scroll through some records, and, bring my book up to the counter, which I called in advance and was kind of waiting for me, which I totally respected and gave me free time to just goof off and walk around, which was such a treat. And going through all the different sections of books, it was better than a library.
That's, yay. I think that's a little bit of the role of a community bookstore, particularly at a time when the world is so screwed up, is that here's a little sanctuary spot where nobody's going to judge you. You come on in, look whatever you check out, whatever you want to check out, stay as long as you want, walk out, buy or not buy. And we'd like just seeing people in the store.
Yeah. And in Rhinebeck, you also have like a great selection of toys for kids as well. Yep.
We do. And even more in Millerton. We have like a full toy in store Millerton? In Millerton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You sell those Nido squishy toys, which are fun to play with.
Don't yes. you love those?
And I think last time I bought like a glow in the dark snowman from you guys when I was there. It was super cool, but had to get one. And what's coming up for the next 50-plus years of Oblong Books?
Well, on August 9th, we're having a little celebration on the streets of Millerton to celebrate. We have a, like, a, what is it, 11?
A birthday bash block party.
I haven't been much 11? Involved in the organizing.
All right.
It's 11 to 4 on August 9th. All the details are on our website, oblongbooks.com. But we're going to have, like, an old-fashioned street fair. We've got some food trucks coming. Cool. We've got some musicians playing.
The Joint Chiefs.
Joint Chiefs and Josh Driver as well.
Oh, great.
And then we'll have free henna and face painting. Harney has donated some of their wonderful iced tea for us to give away.
Cool.
And we're just going to have a great time. We're also having two New Yorker cartoonists, our neighbors and friends, Liza Donnelly and Michael Maslin, will be drawing for folks.
How cool.
For an hour.
That's cool.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It sounds like a great time. Block party in Millerton, August 9th starts
11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That's great. Perfect timing. And then you can get to whatever you want at night and you could wake up late. Perfect.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, thanks a lot for being here. Both Dick Hermans and Susanna Hermans, stop by Millerton and Rhinebeck and, well, ask for their friendly faces to come to the counter and you may get lucky.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
But it's always a pleasure. And thank you for having a bookstore that you can actually touch books. And it's been going on for 50 plus years and keep going for another 750 more, and we love that. Generation after generation of Oblong Books. August 9th, we'll see you then in Millerton. Sounds like a party. We'll get back to musical diversity here on 98.1 KZE. So just stay with us, enjoy the morning, and keep on 98.1 105.9 and WKZE.com.
Hi again, this is Dr. Jeff Billy.